In the evening, I'll arise and worship you. I've surrendered, my very life is preserved in you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Without you, I'm lost. You are the way. I am the branch that abides in you. You are the vine that my life runs through. I am the lamb that will hear your voice. Yours is the way, and I have made my choice. I am the branch that abides in you, abides in you. Every heartbeat, every thought is known to you. Every breath that I take, every moment of life is purchased by you. Every sickness, every pain, every trouble will bow to your name. I am the branch that abides in you. You are the vine that my life runs through. I am the lamb that will hear your voice. Yours is the way, and I have made my choice. I am the branch that abides in you, abides in you. Oh, my Lord, I'm living through you, Lord. All of your power and all of your goodness and all of your mercy, living in you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we ask your blessing. Give us clearness of thought and speech. Help us to understand your ways. And we'll give you the glory in this, in Jesus' name. I want to make sure that it is clear how easy and yet how essential it is to be born again, to be recreated from the inside out by the power of God. Once you're recreated from the inside out, the Bible makes a new kind of sense. Now, when I first came to the Lord, I prayed a simple prayer. I said, God, if you're there, help me understand your Bible. I had no idea about what being born again was even about. But God honored that prayer, and I began to read the Bible from Genesis on, and it made a new kind of sense to me. There was an understanding from the inside out. And that's the way it is. When we ask God for help to understand his involvement in the world around us by his Holy Spirit, he will enlighten our minds and our eyes, and we can understand and see things in a new way. And yet it is possible to be inspired and not born again. Now that may shock some of you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all flesh. In other words, every living, breathing person experiences God. The Holy Spirit has been given to each person. But that doesn't mean that every person who the Holy Spirit has touched and been poured out on responds in such a way that they are recreated from the inside out. So again, I want you to know that it is possible to be inspired of God and still not be born again. Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now understand, all means all. The most moral, the most immoral, the most perfect that we see around us, those that seem to be so perfect, they fall short of the glory of God. In fact, that is such a foundational truth that until you accept that without God's help, you do not measure up to God. Only God can help you with that standard of righteousness that it takes to be in His presence. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So understand, we've all sinned, and we all deserve to die. That's what wages means. Wages is something you've earned, right? But a gift is something you don't earn. Romans 6:23 again says, "For the wages of sin," what we have earned through our sin, is death. But we can receive that gift of eternal life. Now understand, when the Bible says eternal life, it's not just talking about living, breathing throughout all eternity. It's also talking about being in touch with and one with the life. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So the gift is Jesus, and the gift is more than just living, breathing with your heart beating. It's a whole new kind of, it's being fully alive. You see, you deserve death, but through Jesus Christ, you can be fully alive, fully and extraordinarily alive. So it's not just talking about when a person's heart quits beating. It's not just talking about when the lungs quit breathing air. It's talking about a death that creeps into every living thing when it's separated from God. There is a depression and an oppression and a reduction of true life that happens because we do not walk in the presence of God. Just the same way you might have heard people say before, "Well, that person looks like death warmed over." Could be that that person was separated from the sunlight for years and years. And they don't even look like healthy, life-breathing people. They look like, well, some people say death warmed over. That's the way we are in our souls and in our inner parts, being separated from the glory of God for any length of time. So death is being separated from God, and it will ultimately lead to your heartbeat and your lungs to quit operating, and for all eternity you'll be without what this world calls life, but you'll also be without that spark of life that only comes from the God who created you. So we've learned and that we earn our wages because of sin. We deserve our wages. And we also learned that there is a gift available to us through Jesus Christ. Not just Jesus Christ being our gift, and He is, but through Him we have access to this eternal life, this wonderful spark of life that goes on throughout eternity. But you will experience it in this lifetime. People who have been born again experience a life on a brand new level. In Romans 5:8, "But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now keep that in mind. Jesus did not die for you when you were perfect. He did not die for you when you were good. He died for you when you were unacceptable, you were imperfect, angry and depressed and separated from society. He died for you when you did not deserve it. While you were yet a sinner, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. You see, you've earned your wages of sin. Your whole life you have a bill that is due at some point in time. But you can settle it now. And you can settle it through Jesus Christ because he died for you already. While you are still in your sin, he died for you. And you do not have to live in fear. You do not have to live in shame all the time defending yourself. Because Jesus died for all of that. You say, well, if Jesus died for all the sinners, how come sinners keep on being sinners? And I think that's a wonderful question. The sinner has to do his part. And here's where that comes in. It's so simple that a lot of people don't even want to believe it and don't want to do it. But Romans 10:13 says it so simply, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When he says to you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I want you to know that is rock solid law that goes through the universe. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. These days, the name of Jesus is bandied about. They cuss with his name. They use his name in vain for all manner of things. But I want you to know, if you sincerely call out to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, help me. I'm a sinner. I want to be born again. He will hear you. And not only will he hear you, he will perform that miracle on the inside of your heart. Life will come forth. Eternal life. You will be born again if you call upon the name of the Lord. Romans 10:9 really fleshes this out even further by saying that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now that kind of makes sense. Why would you call on the Lord if you didn't believe he's alive? But if you will accept that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead and he is forever alive, sitting on the right hand of God, and that he hears you when you pray, if you can believe that and that he will hear you, guess what? Just like that other verse, this verse is law in heaven and earth. If you shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Eternal life comes so simply to those who believe. First of all, you must know and believe that you are a sinner. A sinner that cannot pay his own debt. A debt that will be collected. Life is available to you. Living, breathing, wonderful, exciting, eternal life is available to you through Jesus Christ, who paid for your sin on the cross. Through Jesus Christ, who suffered and died once for you. Yes, he did. He died once for you. But because of his righteousness, and there was no sin found in him, the devil could not hold him, and he came up out of that grave, and he lives to hear your cry and my cry. Every time I call upon the name Jesus, he hears me. I called upon the name Jesus before we started this podcast. I know he heard me, and I know that he is helping me with this podcast. So Jesus is alive. His execution was not deserved. And it was only successful for a little while. He didn't deserve that execution. And it only worked for 3 days. And he allowed it knowing that he was paying the price for you, for your sin, for your faults, all in advance. Before you were even born, he paid the price. Before you called upon the name of the Lord, before you believed in your heart that he was risen from the dead, he loved you. All those years that you lived without him, waiting for you to call on his name. And now that you believe and you call on his name, that eternal life is available to you. With eternal life in your heart, can I tell you, you will understand in a whole new way what right and wrong is. As you call upon the name of the Lord and you keep your heart clear between you and the Lord, read your Bible, go to church, learn to praise and worship him, learn to humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, guess what? A whole new understanding of life is available to you on a daily basis. Now, there are some people who have become born again, and they no longer call upon the name of the Lord. Some people say they were never born again. I believe that it is possible for you to be born again and then get mixed up, confused, angry, and not call upon the name of the Lord anymore, not want anything to do with God's people. I want you to know that in that case, the answer is the same. You need to call on the Lord with a clear heart, and he will renew that life that's on the inside of you. You never lose it, but you lose confidence in it. You lose sight in it. You lose the ability to trust God. Call upon his name. He will refresh you. He will renew you. He will cause that eternal life to once again operate and percolate in your heart. And that excitement, that zeal, that love of life will once again come alive, and you'll be able to love the unlovable. You will be able to speak clearly to those who need a clear answer. So this is how we're born again. Lord Jesus, thank you for making this clear. We trust that you're walking with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you're enjoying these Praise Win broadcast as much as I am putting them together. I'd like to invite you to praisewin.com, where you can look over the music and the messages and leave a few comments. There's various ways that you can help support this ministry. And one would be by leaving comments and repost this on your Facebook account, or send it out by email, by text to some of your friends. Until next time, God bless you.